Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show this Friday, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we have a Yahoo News YouGov poll that is out. You probably haven't heard anything about it, though you probably should have, showing solid majorities of the American people. That means you. You are voting in favor of building a wall at the southwest border, making it harder for people to enter this country illegally and receive asylum, and easier for governments. They want it easier for governments to be able to expel people that entered this country illegally. They also want to hire more Border Patrol agents and asylum officers. Now, this poll, by the way, is overwhelming. You know, and then you look at the presidential election poll. Only 33% of Americans approve of the job Joe Biden is doing on immigration. I mean, who are the 33%? I mean, I guess they're just the hardcore base that, you know, thinks that he walks on water, but he doesn't. Two-thirds of Democrats approve the president's handling on immigration, which skews the poll in this particular poll in Biden's favor, with just over 25% disapproving. However, you're not going to win re-election with numbers that are that bad. Let me go to our cuts here. Let me play. You know, this is Biden trying to blame Republicans for the border crisis. Well, he's been lying then the whole 3 years, because it wasn't a crisis. The border was closed and the border was secure. That's what they kept telling us. And he doesn't need Congress's help. He doesn't need one Republican's help. We've gone through this over and over again. Listen.
In November, my team began serious negotiation with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? This bill would save lives on the border to the border. It would also give me and any new president new emergency authority to temporarily shut down the border when the number of migrants at the border is overwhelming. The Border Patrol Union has endorsed this bill. The Federal Chamber of Commerce isn't. Yeah, yeah. You're saying low. Look at the facts. I know you know how to read. I believe that given the opportunity for a majority in the House and Senate would endorse the bill as well, a majority right now. But unfortunately, politics has derailed this bill so far.
Say her name, Joe. It was funny watching, you know, liberal Joe Scarborough. The president did refer to a bill that wouldn't kick in until 5,000 illegal immigrants in one day would be trying to cross the border. And then he would have total discretion, along with the Department of Homeland Security secretary, to to either enforce it or not enforce it, basically codifying into law what he's been doing as a matter of policy, which is not enforcing the current laws on the books as he should have been doing, but then taking it the next step, as I've been saying over and over again, and aiding and abetting in the law breaking. You know, liberal Joe, you know, holds up a copy of the New York Post, you know, onslaught about, you know, this rampage, this rush of the border going over National Guard troops. I met some of these guys when I was down in Texas. They're great guys. They don't have enough manpower. And say, well, Donald Trump said, blame me. Yeah, Donald Trump said he's not going along with a dumb, bad bill. His policies were working. Joe Biden inherited the most secure border of any president in a modern era. Anyway, joining us now, she's been reporting from the border from almost from day one for us, Fox News investigative reporter Sarah Carter, Lieutenant Chris Olivares, who's with us, spokesperson for the Texas Department of Public Safety, here to talk about the disaster down there. Sarah, I know people that you work with were down there witnessing. There were eyewitnesses to this disaster yesterday.
Oh, it's, of course, this is just the beginning, Sean. I think what was witnessed yesterday by Jenny and others, and the National Guard and, you know, Texas DPS and everybody else who is charged with protecting our nation's national security from this border, which has been weaponized by our adversaries and actually weaponized by the Democratic Party. I mean, this is a policy that's been put in place by President Biden from the get-go. This is his administration's policy to leave the border wide open. What did they expect to happen? And when I say this is just the beginning, it really is just the beginning. What we're seeing is frustration and anger. You've got a lot of migrants, you know, on the other side of the border in Mexico, you know, that want to get in. They feel they have the right to get in here. They all believe, just as we've reported in the past, that President Biden is the migrant president, illegal alien president, actually, who is going to let them in and give them, a free pass into America, despite the fact that we have people all over the world waiting in line to come in. And I think what's even more frightening, and I know Lieutenant Olivares is can explain this in even more detail, something we talk about a lot, is the national security implications, Sean. People from all over the world, I mean, from Afghanistan, from Uzbekistan, from nations, those are special interest aliens that are connected to countries that sponsor or harbor terrorists, from nations that do not want to take people back. And by the way, López Obrador would have never done that. Mexican President López Obrador would have never done this to President Trump because he knew he had met his match in President Trump. And they had a lot of standoffs. But right now, I think Obrador is saying, look.
They had a lot of standoffs that Trump won because Trump insisted on the stay in Mexico policy and threatened major tariffs to Mexico. And it would have resulted in a massive economic downturn for them. They had no choice because the president negotiated a real tough and frankly fair deal. And they even he even negotiated tens of thousands of troops from Mexico to police the border on their side of the border, which they should be doing anyway.
Absolutely, 100%. And you can see right now that the president of Mexico, you know, Obrador is saying, hey, look, President Biden, you opened your border. You're letting everybody flood through. And I haven't heard anybody explain it as well as you, Sean, when you went through, you know, this failed bill that Biden wants to see pass. You know, it is like it is just setting it up to implement his own open border policy. It's a lie. It's a ruse. It's a trickery, whatever anybody wants to call it. But it's not real. It's not real. It's going to leave the border wide open. All President Biden has to do right now is shut down that border. And he knows he can do it because President Trump did it, but he doesn't want to. He wants these people coming into our country. And that's why it is the biggest issue in our nation right now. And it's the reason I believe Trump is going to win in November.
All right. Let's talk to Lieutenant Chris Olivares, who's with us, who is the spokesperson with the Texas Department of Public Safety. Yeah, when I was down there with President Trump and Governor Abbott recently, I met a lot of these guys that are right there on the front lines I mean, they were overwhelmed by basically what was a riot, you know, as they rushed the border and stampeded across the border and then started celebrating in front of our law enforcement. And there wasn't enough manpower to stop it. And I'm not blaming the troops. They're doing their very best, but, you know, they're working against a system that is stacked against them, because everything that Texas tries to do, they end up going into court, and the Biden administration, you know, finds liberal judges that put stays on the ability of Texas to do Joe Biden's job, which they shouldn't have to do in the first place. Your reaction?
Well, Sean, you know, first and foremost, I want to thank you. As you mentioned, when you visited Eagle Pass, Texas last month with, you know, former President Trump and Governor Abbott, and also the listeners have been very supportive for the last 3 years of Texas and what we're doing, of course, and what Governor Abbott has been doing. We greatly appreciate that. We need that support. Now, what took place yesterday in El Paso, Texas, I mean, I don't know what more justification we need to, you know, validate that we have an invasion on our border. The lack of respect from those individuals that crossed the border yesterday, that breached through our physical barriers, that attacked our National Guard soldiers, our law enforcement, shows a lack of respect for the laws, the sovereignty, the lack of respect for our law enforcement and our military, because they know for a fact that the federal government is going to incentivize and reward them for their criminal behavior, and that's exactly what happened. Now, we were able to arrest one illegal immigrant from Venezuela that assaulted a National Guard soldier, but of course, the vast majority were released into the country because, for one, Venezuela doesn't have cooperation with the United States to accept their own people. So those individuals that you saw yesterday in that video, they are going to be released into the country. What message does that send to the entire world when they come across the border illegally, that there is no consequences, that you will be rewarded and incentivized for breaking the law? And as you mentioned, our challenges in Texas, of course, Governor Abbott and what we've been doing, our troopers, our National Guard soldiers, for the last 3 years, I mean, they're doing the best they can with what we have. But, of course, we're fighting the system as well. The federal government continues to challenge us for protecting our own state and the nation. Perfect example, Senate Bill 4. That would have given us the authority yesterday in Eagle Pass to arrest every single individual that came across that border unlawfully, to arrest them for a lawful entry. But right now, that has been put on pause, so we have to find other ways, other means to enforce state crimes and arrest those individuals. So those are the challenges that we face every single day, not only going after the cartels and trying to protect our public safety and national security, but also our own federal government that continues to block us and challenge us for trying to protect our state.
Yeah, I totally agree, and it's sad to watch all of this. All right, quick break, more on the border chaos. What happened yesterday just can't happen anymore. I mean, literally, you have law enforcement rushed at the border and overcome by, you know, a couple of hundred illegal immigrants, and then they start celebrating in front of law enforcement. Unbelievable.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number 1 rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
With everything going on in the world today, The war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt. It's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area, with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign, and they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area, with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com. All right, we continue now with Sarah Carter, and Lieutenant Chris Olivares is with us talking about what happened at the border yesterday as illegal immigrants rushed right into the country, you know, plowing through law enforcement on their way in. We know also, Sarah, we learned this Hezbollah-supporting person on the terror watch list got into the country. We know now that terrorists have crossed the border. They've identified just in the last year, I believe, 574. And many now we're learning are coming across the northern border into our country. We had a case out of North Carolina where even a Biden border official allowed an unvetted terrorist suspect into the country. They didn't realize he was on the FBI's terror watch list until he was in North Carolina, where police there caught up with him at a Quick Stop gas station, thankfully. And according to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the guy's 32 years old. Awet Hagos is his name, entered the U.S. illegally after residing in Haiti and has been living in North Carolina for the last 6 months. Now, he's on the terror watch list. His fingerprints, according to authorities, found that he was there. And Gates County Sheriff's Office said they were the first alerted to this guy when a barricaded incident unfolded at a Quick Stop gas station. Now, this is happening all over the country. Hence my prediction that I pray I'm wrong about. And that is that, you know, terrorists are literally now creating cells in this country, plotting and planning and scheming the next attack against this country. And it's not if, it's when. It's going to happen. It's simple math. But I hope I'm wrong. I don't think so, sir.
I don't think you're wrong at all. And I know that U.S. intelligence officials and people who work overseas who try to mitigate that and attempt to try to stop terrorists before they reach our homeland are also very, very concerned about that, Sean, because it really is a matter of just when, not if. And I can tell you this, those are the people, they're the lucky ones, the people who were able to intercept and catch these terrorists. The law enforcement officials that were able to identify them and then remove them or arrest them. But we have millions of known gotaways in this country. We are not properly vetting anyone that is coming in here. And we've known for 20 years, I've spent a lot of time in Afghanistan, spent a lot of time in the Middle East and in Iraq. I was just in Israel, and I can tell you this. Those terrorist organizations have been plotting and planning for decades now to enter our country and conduct large-scale terrorist attacks. Post-September 11th, that has been their plan. And they are here, and our FBI knows it. And it's the reason why we see, you know, the FBI and Ray talking about, you know, the dangerous situation now at the border. They've known this for 20 years. So our government has left the border wide open purposefully, knowing that terrorists will be infiltrating our country. And remember, not every terrorist is going to be in a database. Some of them are new recruits. There are people that have been recently trained. They are going to be part of a sleeper cell that the Iranian government plans on utilizing as a proxy in our nation. That's something that I know a lot of people are concerned about, something I heard about when I was in Israel as well. We don't know what those plans are.
Sarah, we just are up on the clock, but I appreciate both of you. Sarah Carter, thank you. Lieutenant Chris Olivares, thank you as well. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We'll get to a lot of your calls this Friday. Very sad news we got at the start of the program today, just before the start of the program. Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, bravely announcing she is battling cancer and undergoing preventative chemotherapy. Now, this on the heels that King Charles himself is battling illness as well. I can only imagine how her children feel. She's got three young kids, and obviously William is now dealing with two sick family members. I'm sure it was very hard. It was a very emotional video message filmed at Windsor earlier in the week, revealing the news had come as a huge shock and that they've been doing everything that they can do to process and manage this privately for the sake of their young family. But a lot of questions kept coming up, and they felt it was best to go forward and announce it. Let me play that as it happened.
But I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirits. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Anyway, just a sad announcement as King Charles himself is battling cancer. They got three young kids. She's 42 years old. But I know plenty of people who have been through this ordeal, this battle, this struggle. My own mother went through it. She had stage four cancer, 19 lymph nodes impacted, and she was able to survive that cancer. But after she went through chemo, radiation, and I mean, you know, to see your own mother with all her hair gone, it's so beyond shocking. I know they've had advancement in cancer treatment, but I'm still very convinced we're going to look back years from now and realize we were in the infancy stages of understanding cancer and treating cancer. And there has been great progress with some cancers, like lymphoma, for example. But anyway, our prayers are with her and her children and her family and her husband and obviously the king as well. The monarchy is not my thing. However, I have a deep respect for their traditions and honor their tradition. Anyway, our prayers are with them. Let's get to our busy phones. Dan is in Florida, the free state of Florida. Sir, how are you? Happy Friday.
Hi, happy Friday, Sean. I want to forgive my voice. I had what you had. I lost my voice completely. It came back with a flu, but I still have that. But I feel much, much better. I'm back to normal. There is such
a... I had it before the holidays. I got it back to back. I got my voice back. Then I lost it again. And, you know, I'm struggling on the air. I'm beginning to, after like five, it went on for 5+ weeks. Trust me, I can sympathize with you. And I'm beginning to think, is God telling me my days on radio and TV are over? Thankfully, I got better. And I pray the best for you too, man.
Thank you. Sean, I was going to talk, of course, about the border and very briefly, but the really heart of what I want to get to, we need to tell the president of Mexico, and I've talked to our Senator Rubio about this, our Governor DeSantis, go down there. I don't talk to them. I talk to their staff, and they've always been very nice. I said, you have to get people together, and you have to tell the president of Mexico to shut his southern border because... well, that's it. Or we'll stop all trade, or at least certain states like Florida and Texas hopefully will, if they can. Now, that might just be a big dream, but I don't know any way that can happen without violence. And as far as that goes, from what I saw yesterday, which was not just an embarrassment, but an act of war in a sense, this thing has got all of us.
By the way, this is the invasion that these FBI retired luminaries, this is when the FBI really was the world's premier law enforcement agency. This is what they've been warning us about. This is an invasion of military age men. And I saw a lot of military age men in that video.
Absolutely. Listen, anybody who's at least partly normal in this country, Sean, appreciates you, appreciates Fox, appreciate I listen to you on WIOD. I've listened for many years. I listened to Sean, but I listened to Rush on it. I'm worried. The second thing that I'm really worried, well, I'm worried about both, but I think that from what I hear when, I don't know, it was George Soros, whoever bought this big radio station, they have tremendous amounts of money. I am legitimately worried, and I'd like your opinion on this, if you could.
Well, I've seen that. The only thing I could tell you about that purchase is it does not affect many of my affiliates at all. I think less than 10.
I know that.
And however, obviously this is a guy that has a very different ideology and political philosophy than we do. And I think the idea that people would come in and with enough money and buy out radio stations that and cancel conservative talk, you know, they've tried everything else to get me off the air. Why would I doubt that could happen? I'm not going to doubt it.
That's what I mean, I don't lose sleep over and cry myself to sleep, but I definitely, it occurred to me, you are a threat to them. We all are. Anybody, again, who just wants to live and let live, who likes the American that we knew. This is bizarre to me. That's the word. Bizarre, strange, crazy, horrible. You can pick every bad adjective you want. In my lifetime, and I know you hear this all the time, Sean, I have never, and I swear, not during Vietnam, during nothing, have I ever seen something like this or experienced it. It has an air of unreality about it, but it is real. And it's impacting my life, and I'm not alone, I'm sure. Millions of us are.
Well, let me give you some good news, and I'm so grateful to all of our affiliates and all the support they've given me over these many, many, many years, including WIOD out of Miami, where you're listening, all great radio stations, and I'm very grateful. However, thankfully, in one sense, times have changed. If they try to silence me that way and silence others of us that way, we do have other options available, and we will make you very aware what those options are. However, I mean, there's been an attempt to, for example, take out AM radio out of cars. Meanwhile, it's needed for the emergency.
I'm in my car right now listening to you.
Yeah, for the emergency alert system, for example. That's one way that, God forbid, there's an emergency that they do it. On 9/11/01, I never celebrate the anniversary of my syndication because I syndicated the day before. And I will tell you, something happened that was miraculous. I could not get into New York City that day. They closed down the city, and I never lived in the city. I always lived in Long Island. I lived for a brief time in the city, but I hated it. So I got out. And so If it wasn't for a station in Garden City, Long Island, I don't know what their call letters are now, but they used to be the former great WLIR out of Garden City. They had me in one studio. They had one of New York's news stations in another studio. They had Opie and Anthony, who were on afternoons at the time on NEW, on another station. And the fact that they put aside all competitive, you know, any competitive consideration, which it's a fierce business, it's a brutal business, to help out other stations was amazing to me. And that was America coming together. We weren't Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals, because people got killed, were killed, all races, all political points of view, all sexes. I mean, they were our fellow Americans getting killed that day. And we watched in horror. And I'm very grateful to them to this day for the hard work that they put in, and how they pulled that off is miraculous. I could tell you that's not that, especially them with technology then, was not an easy task.
Well, Sean, I Rush Limbaugh, who I miss dearly and listened to many years.
By the way, same here. We all miss him dearly. And I said at the time, nobody can replace him. And I was not wrong.
Right. Well, Mark Levin comes close. He's another great one.
Thank me. Get off my phone, you big dope. He's got a little different style than Rush, I'd say. Wouldn't you?
Right. Yes. I didn't know until Rush said it about a year before he died or something, that where my family lived and where I really grew up as a normal, quote unquote, young boy was in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, where he got his first job. As a DJ. And then he got fired from there because he played music that they didn't like. And obviously you can confirm that. And I never knew that. My Aunt Esther told me when I was much younger, I don't know how long ago it was, but it seems strange. She said, have you ever heard of Rush Limbaugh? I said, no. She said, he's a riot. Rush Limbaugh said after 9/11, something like many other times that he was able to sum things up in a very short sentence and get to the heart of the matter, which I have trouble with myself. He said, Israel is the first line of defense against terrorism. I never thought of it that way. I'm Jewish. I never thought my neighbors are from Israel and all that. They don't like Blinken, by the way. He's an embarrassment to say. That's an understatement. I won't get into, there's so many things you can talk about. But Rush is a dear, dear man. Was, is, and I hope and pray, like you say, there is a heaven. I hope that's all I can hope for.
Well, I have no doubt he is, and I just believe deeply in an afterlife, and I know that there's a God in charge of all of this, and we know how the story ends. However, we're also warned that in those last days, things are going to be brutally rough. That's a little chilling too. Anyway, I appreciate you being with us. Thank you, Dan in Florida. Quick break, right back to our phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Look, you see what's happening. The government wants you taxed to the brink. You're under the thumb of the IRS. They want a controlled digital dollar. And of course, that would be used to monitor every penny you spend. Now, that's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans have opted out of the system. This is something I've done ever since I've been able to save any money. And that is, in part, put a percentage of my savings into gold and silver and diversifying my savings. I've never regretted it. This week, gold, by the way, hit a new high. They're calling, if you want the company that I do business with, I'm a customer, it's Gold Co. They're phenomenal to work with. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner. They placed over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Nothing to sneeze at. They'll walk you through the process. They'll give you all the information you want. If you need to do your own due diligence, they'll help you every step of the way. Right now, they're offering up to 10 grand in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. Give them a call. Learn how you can get started. 855-815-GOLD. You can tell them I sent you, and then you'll qualify for the $10,000 in bonus silver, but that's on a first-come, first-served basis. Call Gold Co. today, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
The biggest stories of the day with solutions to help move America forward. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, back to our busy phones. I think I have about a minute. Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Sean, hey, I was watching a Dennis Prager fireside chat with RFK. I think it happened about 3 months ago or so. But in it, he actually states that during the Obama administration, Obama made it legal for the CIA to propagandize us here in the U.S. I thought that was interesting. So you were talking about...
You know, I mean, he did bring up a lot of points. For example, I can't believe the Biden administration denied their request for Secret Service coverage for him. I think he deserves that, especially in light of what has happened to his father and his uncle. I think that, you know, why have they not released the background, the information that has been hidden since the assassination of JFK? I think the American people have a right to see all that. There's something in there they don't want us to see. I can tell you that. And the push has been very, very, very hard. And look, I think now that you look at these efforts to silence him, it's coming from the left. They view him as a clear present danger to Joe Biden's candidacy. He's not a conservative. I liked him when I met him, but he certainly, you know, he has a history of voting for, you know, the Biden, Obama, every Democratic candidate ever. He has a couple of conservative positions, but that's about it. And otherwise, he's very left of center. Anyway, I do appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. MyPillows, Mike Lindell is so passionate. He wants every American to get a great night's sleep. And this started with the original MyPillow. And then after the original pillow, he focused on bedding and then created his now famous Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. You've heard me raving about them. Well, now is the time to upgrade your bedding. Give these Giza Dream Sheets a try. And for a limited time, you can purchase a queen size set for $59.98 or a king size set for just $10 more. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square for these deep discounts. They appreciate all of your support during these times. And the way they say thank you, well, they're going to give you free shipping on many of their MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, check out their Giza Dream Sheets. You can also get 60% off their original My Slippers, or you can just call, mention my name, 800-919-6090. Free shipping, deep discounts, mention my name, Hannity, or just go to MyPillow.com. And the Sean Hannity Square. And
who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Gold Co. Gold Co. is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.